So continuing on in our discussion of the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam writes, after discussing that everybody is going to have a chelek in Olam Haba, but individuals need to pay the price in the interim. Danino so kifi chata'em v'yesham chelek Olam Haba, kol Yisrael yesham chelek Olam Haba, he's about to get to those who don't, but avav yishachatu shenemar v'yamech kulam tzadikim olam yirshu aretz, eretz o mashal, kolam eretz ha'chaim v'olam haba. So ostensibly, as the Kesef Mishnah quotes, this is the Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, the Rambam Paskins like Reb Yeshua, this is the Gemara Sanhedrin and the Perek HaChelek, appropriately, Daf Kuf Hei, where Reb Yeshua makes a diok, the discussion there about Bilam, the Gemara, that Bilam doesn't have Chelek in Olam Haba, so the implication is that it's not his being a non-Jew, but his being a Rasha. So Chasidei Umas Olam Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. So we have to conceptualize this. It's not just an isolated Psak Halacha of the Rambam, but it has to do with the Rambam's notion of Olam Haba in general, which is in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva. I'll just summarize it, but then I'll explain why I think this is the real Rambam Lashitaso here. So Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam quotes a day in Chazal that what is Olam Haba? Tzadikim Yoshin Atzer Sein V'Roshayim Nenim Miziv Hashchina. So he says that's not obviously a reference to corporeal life. There's no achila, there's just no shesia, there's no tashra shamita, there's no rechitza or sicha be'olam haba'a. But there is, nenim iziv hashchina. So what is that a mashal for? So kilomar tzadikim mitzuyim sham below amav lo yagia, v'chein zah sham baratzer sen b'roshem, kilomar das... In other words, once you can escape the trap of the corporeal reality of this world, a person can have the das that they aggregated fully enjoy themselves be'olam haba. So this is what we call the naturalistic theory of olam haba, the Rambam was famous for, that olam haba is less a reward than a natural consequence. A person who spends their life gathering yediyas Hashem, whatever their origins are, hein, Tariq mitzvos, hein sheva mitzvos ben Noach, which the Rambam consistently refers to as Torah Sam, their Torah, their avenue for Yediyas Hashem. So the point that the Rambam is trying to make is, so if they got that Yediyas Hashem, the Chasidei Umos Ha'olam in this world, if they got that, so obviously they'll have a chelak in Olam Haba. So he's not just being machria machlokes, Rabbi Shoah, Rabbi Lazar, it has to do with this whole theory of Olam Haba, even for Klal Yisrael. And this is actually the Rambam Lashitaso at the end of Perek Ches of Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam says the following, Kol mekabel shar mitzvos in Israel asos an arezim echasidei umas olam, v'yishlo chelek olam haba. V'hu shikabel osam yasos an bidei shetzivu nekadosh baruch hu b'Torah, v'hodiyanu idei meishe rabbeinu shebnei noach, mikodem nitzdavu b'hen, v'hu im asan b'bnei echrei hadas, ein zekir tosh v'hinu chasidei umas olam v'ilo chachameyem. So the Rambam says, strikingly, and as a person is fully observant, of all of the Shemitzos B'nai Noach, Kutzo Shal Yud, but he does it mipnei hechrei hadas, not because he has a sense that this is the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he does them because this is what seems rational to him. So the Rambam says, Eino mi chasidei umas olam v'lo mi chachmeim. So it's not about compliance, but again, the Rambam Lashitaso, it's about the idea that accompanies that compliance, or let's say it more precisely, the idea that catalyzes that compliance, right? Because for the Rambam, Olam Haba is a product of Yediyas Hashem. So the fundamental Yediya that the Ben Noach has to have, Mibnei Shetziva Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Reishis Das Yiras Hashem. He does it out of compliance with the will of the one true God, right? Not only that this is the Ratzon Hashem, but that this is the Ratzon Hashem as expressed in the Torah, which would by definition mean that he accepts that Klal Yisrael have to keep Taryag. And then we can talk about, Chasidei Umas Olam, Yesham Chelek Olam Haba. So the Rambam is really, building a very strong case that it's the Yediyas Hashem, the Nani Miziv Hashchina, that, generates Olam Haba. For Chasidei Umas Olam, it really requires that level, and in particular, that level of understanding.